to Alma, what do we see from here? The case is that Achos Ishtoi, that's what we say, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. If you marry your wife, you can't marry your sister. Calls the man, your wife is alive. We see here, Beimin Rav, Beimin Ein, Asuris. That doesn't make a difference if it's your wife's sister from the same father or from the same mother. Still, they're also to you. The Rashi says, Doshlishus, the third one, Achosai Shoshniya Mi'imai. The case was she's only the second one's sister from the same mother. He. And still we say, why are you married to the third one? Because the second one's Kedushin is not Chal. But where your first wife really died, and you're married to the second one, you can't be married to the third one, even though she's only your wife's sister from the same mother. So we see clearly that you can't marry your wife's sister applies even though it's only from the same mother. So the question is, Minolun, how do we know by this erva of your wife's sister, it doesn't make a difference if it's a sister from the same father or even only from the same mother, still she's also to you. How do you know this, Minolun? So Gemara says, Yalef mi'achosai. Learn it out from your own sister. Ma'achosai, just like your own sister, you're not allowed to live with. Bein min av, whether it's the same sister from the same father. Bein min aim, whether it's a sister from the same mother. Is Afkan the same thing here? Your wife's sister. Bein min av, bein min aim. He's learning it out from your own sister. That the Issa sisters applies whether it's from the same father or else from the same mother. For the Gemara, no. They're learning out from the land of Midai Dosoi. Learn it out from your aunt. From your father's brother's wife. That Midai Dosoi, just like your aunt, is only min av. We have spoken before. You only chayiv. From your father's brother, from the same father, for loyminayim, and not from your father's brother's wife, if he's only your brother from the same mother. Maybe Afkan here also, your wife's sister, minav, she's only us if they're sisters from the same father, for loyminayim, and maybe not if they're only sisters from the same mother. How do we know that your wife's sister, from the same mother, is also to you? Surah says, Mistarvas Morvis Svara Meyachoyse Hevel Lamelech. His Morvis Svara turn it out from your own sister. Shekain kroiva yatsmoi, mi kroiva yatsmoi. They're kroivim of you. Your sister is your karev. Your wife, she's your karev. So your wife's sister is also to you because of your own wife. That's called she's also machmas you. Mashenkein, your aunt, you know why your aunt is also to you? Because of your father. She's called your father's brother's wife. So it's not machmas you, it's machmas your father. So Mara says, no, Adabab, just the opposite way. Mi doidos, so heaven lemeilev. She came Dovra de Kedushin. Why is your aunt also to you, whereas your father's brother's wife, she wasn't born your aunt. It's only after your uncle married her. So she's only also to you through Kedushin. So learn out this way, Mi Dovra Shai de Kedushin. Why is your wife's sister also to you? She wasn't born also to you. She's only also to you, Machmas Kedushin. Once you marry your wife, the sister is also to you. So learn out your wife's sister from your sister, from your aunt. They're both are they kedushin. And the male, it's only mina'av and not mina'in. So where it says, Ela mi'eshesach yafinim. I'll tell you, we learn out your wife's sister from the erev of eshesach, your brother's wife. The shekein dovra de kedushin. Ukroi ve'yatzmoi. That they're also only usa because of kedushin. Since your brother married her, that's why she's usa to you. And also called the ukroi ve'yatzmoi. She's usa to you, machmas, your own brother. Krovei Yatsum, that means here, not to come on to your father, it's Machmas you, your brother is called your own curve. So she's also to you, Machmas, your own brother. Fred Gemara, but this Gufa, how do we know? The Yeshe Sach Gufa Minolan. How do we know this Gufa, that your brother's wife is also to you? The Yeshe Sach Gufa, even though it's only from the same mother, how do we know this? The Tanya will learn like this. Ervash Eshe Sochicha Lo Segala. Torah says, you're now going to live with your brother's wife. Beiminav, whether it's your brother from the same father, Beiminav, even though it's only your brother from the same mother. Atoima, you're telling me, Beiminav, Beiminaim, Ayena, maybe not like that. Eliminav, Leiminaim, maybe it has to be only your brother from the same father. And if it's only your brother from the same mother, maybe you mutter to his wife. Maybe when he gives a get to his wife, maybe you'll let him marry her. Vidin was a sparrow like this. Chayiv Khan, you chayiv over here by your brother's wife. V'chayiv b'achosai, you're by your own sister. Ma'achosai, just like your own sister, be'min ra, be'min aim, even though she's only your sister from the same mother, you're is afkan here also. That you can't marry your brother's wife, be'min av, whether it's a brother from the same father, be'min aim, whether it's a brother from the same mother. That's one way to say it. Maybe look at it a different way. Look at it this way. Chayiv kan yichayiv by your brother's wife, v'chayiv by the dosoi, and yichayiv by your aunt. Ma doidosu min avuloi min aim, just like your father's brother's wife is only if it's your father's brother from the same father, and not the same from the same mother only. Maybe yav kan here also by your brother's wife. Minav, only your brother from the same father, his wife is also to you. For loy minayim, and maybe not your brother from the same mother, maybe his wife is not also to you. So where it says, Nira lemidoyma, let's look, which way is the more alike? Donin kroy v'yatzma mikroy v'yatzmoy. Learn out your brother's wife from your own sister, the real your kroyvim. V'yatachiyach dodosoy. Don't learn out from your father's mishpacha, from your father's brother's wife, your aunt. Shekroy v'yav, that's called your father's mishpacha. Oy klach l'derech zu. No, another way to look at it is like this. Don in davar shadei kedushin. Learn out yisurim that come through marriage. Mi davar shadei kedushin. Your brother's wife is also because your brother married her. Your aunt is also because your uncle married her. V'yatachiyach achaysoy. And don't bring me any proofs from your own sister. She isra bo mi'elov. Your own sister is also by itself, not through marriage. Your sister is born also to you. So how do we know which way to learn out so we're stuck? Your brother's wife. How do we know that she's also, even though it's only your brother from the same mother? Talmud Loma, therefore the apostle has to say here, Erbas Achichahi. That's Erbas Achichahi. That your brother's wife is an Erb of your brother. That means extra pasuk to teach us, Beimin Av, Beimin Ein. That along with your brother's wife, even though it's only your brother from the same mother, still Yechayiv. For tomorrow, maybe no. For Yemen, maybe Edividibieshis Ach Minav. Maybe both know even Erba Sechicha means only your brother from the same father. Only if you have a brother from the same father, his wife is also to you. Choda maybe, and what do we need to talk for then? Choda the Yesh Rabbonim, in a case where your brother has kids, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, you're not allowed to live with her. The Bechaye Bala, the Choda the Ein Labonim Bechaye Bala. One is to teach us that when he diyesh labonim b'chayibala, the chada, when he doesn't have any children, but calls him on he's alive, he's not allowed to marry her. So Mara says like this, ein labonim b'chayibala, if he doesn't have any children, when and your brother is still alive, like we had before, even though your brother gives his wife a get, and they didn't have any children, still you're not allowed to marry his wife. How do you know that? So Mara says, no, midirafuna nafka. We learned we had it before, that was rafuna salacha. That's why it says nidahi. So we learned that from Rav Huna before. So why do we need this extra word over here? Tell us, Erbas Achicha. So where it says, V'yema, maybe no still. Idi v'idi b'yeshesach minav. Maybe still you're only chayiv for your brother's wife if it's your brother from the same father. So what do we need to pesukim for? Chodo t'yesh labonim b'chayiv bala. One is to teach us when your brother has children, when your brother's alive, you can't marry his wife. The chod, another pasuk is, t'yesh labonim li'acha misa. Mrs. Baila, even if your brother dies, but if he has children, you're not allowed to marry his wife. For the Gemara, Yesh Labonim Liacha Mrs. Baila Latsicha Krua. That we don't need a special pasuk for. When your brother dies and he has children, we do not need a special pasuk. He can't marry his wife. Midya Marachmona Shein Labonim Uteres. Since the Teres says the whole parsha of Yibam is when your brother dies without children, then you're allowed to live with his wife. It's a diya called Yesh Labonim, mashmi, if your brother does have children, asura. You're not allowed to marry, live with his wife. Even after your brother dies, you can't live with his wife. So if we don't need an extra pasuk for this. So the extra pasuk is, even though it's only your brother from the same mother, still you can't marry his wife. For tomorrow, maybe no. Viduma ein labonim, if your brother doesn't have any children, asura li alma. Vishari li yavim, she's also to everybody else, but she's mutri yavim. Maybe yesh labonim. Maybe when she has children, and your brother dies. Maybe shorli yama v'shorli yavam. True, she's muta to everybody else. But maybe if the yavam wants to, he's allowed to marry her. Maybe the yavam is allowed to marry his yavama, even though they have children. So Gemara says, ein lab evaita inami. Maybe like this, ein labonim mitzvah. They don't have any children, and your brother dies. Then there's a mitzvah to be miyavma. Yesh labonim. But if she does have children, and your brother dies. Maybe Rishus, it's Rishus, it's permission, if you want to, yes, if you want to, no. Inami, maybe like this. Ein labonim, when there's no children. In, then there's the mitzvah yibam. Yesh labonim loy, when they do have children, there's no mitzvah yibam when your brother dies. So what comes out? It's only for lav abo mechlal asay asay. It's only nisra asay. How do we know that even when your brother has children and he dies, there's an issa chorus? She still has the erev of eshesach.
So Nisa Gemara says this she can't say because kosa kurachrin. We have another pasuk for this that erevas achiv gila. That it's erevas achiv only the erev of your brother gila. That's what you could do. That it does apply the issa eshesach totally like the chiyuv chorus. Close the mind, you do not have the mitzvahs yibum. For the Gemara though, the Eima maybe say like this, that Eishas Ach Mina Eim, Keishas Ach Minav, maybe it has the same way, that what Ma Eishas Ach Minav, the same way your brother's wife and the same father, Liyacha Misas Baila Sharya, is the mitzvahs yibum. Maybe Af Eishas Ach Mina Eim, the same thing your brother from the same mother, maybe when he dies, Liyacha Misas Baila Sharya, maybe there's also like a mitzvah yibum, or even without a mitzvah yibum. Maybe it's time you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, even your brother from the same mother, when your brother dies. On Makruan, this the pasuk says, he bebiyosantia, that she remains with the Israel Veloilam. In other words, since there's no mitzvah yibum, yibum we learned already in the first paragraph, it's only the same brother from the same father. Here it's not the same father, only the same mother. So for sure there's no mitzvah yibum. Since there's no mitzvah yibum, who din erva he, she remains with the Yisra erva leilam, she always have the Yisra erva of an Eshesach. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun hei yamar aleph towards the bottom, the second big line. For the marakashan like this, v'yema, maybe say like this, v'yema eishas ach minu ein, if your brother from the same mother, his wife, maybe it's keishas ach minav, maybe that's the same halacha like your brother from the same father. The what? Ma eishas ach minav, just like your brother from the same father. When your brother dies, liyacha misas bailo, Sharya, after your brother dies, it's a mitzvah yibum. He's supposed to marry his wife, Miyabim's wife. Maybe af eshesach b'neim. Maybe the same halacha should apply your brother from the same mother also. That liyacha misas baila sharya. Maybe after your brother dies, you're allowed to marry his wife. And this the Gemara says, Makro, the pasuk says no. He beviyosatei. That says here, Eshesach, it says she's an Eshesach means she always remains with the Yisra Eshesach. So Rashi says like this. The Imtaimer Rashi Yisakash, I ho yafinon ach v'achvim na Yaakov. I, we learned before in the Yudzayin, from ach v'achvim na Yaakov, that what's called a brother that is a mitzvah yibum, only a brother from the same father. So what's the havimin over here? A brother from the same mother should be a mitzvah yibum. So Rashi says, the Havaminir is equal to Meimah, Achim min Ahav Mitzvah. Minayim Rishus, the Havaminir is, there's no Aveira, that's all. True, the Mitzvah, you only have the brother from the same father. When your brother dies, then there's a Mitzvah to marry his wife if there's no children. But maybe a brother from the same mother, true, there's no Mitzvah, but maybe it's Rishus, if you want, you could. And this we still know, the Pasuk says, Ervas Achicha Hi, means, Umahaikra Mabinun Eshesach Minayim. The Achicha Hi, she always remains also to you. He beviyosante, your brother's wife, from the same mother only, there's no mitzvah yibum, she always remains an Isra Eshesach to you, even after your brother dies without children. Now the Gemara says like this, Tehei achoysoi, techsiv bakoros lomali. Now we just got from the saying, the posik of achoysoi, the whole posik is extra. That's why we make drushes there. So the question, if it's extra, why does the Torah have to say the word chorus? Since we have a hekesh already, all the arroyas are daima to need that we had already, so all the arroyas have chorus. Why does the pasuk have to say again chorus by achoyis and by your sister? So the Gemara says, look at Rabbi Yechanan. Teach us the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan says, Shim'o son kulam, v'helamachas chaye v'kolachas v'yachas. Let's say you live with a few ervas. V'helamach with one mistake, you don't know, you're a shaygeg, you forgot the rasa. You live with your mother, with your wife's sister, with your sister. You live with a few of them at the same time. Maybe you only chayiv one chatis. K'mashmula no. That chayiv akolachas v'yachas. Every isha is a special, a separate aveira. And you chayiv a korban chatis for each erva that you live with. So that's what we learn now from the word chorus. There's an extra word chorus by achoysa to teach us that for achoysa alone, just for her, you chayiv chorus. And if it's with your mother, you chayiv a second time. So that's the chiddush. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Yitzchok,
Tioma kol chai v'krisos b'chlal hoyu. V'loma yotzes koros b'yachoysoi. He says no. Why does it say an extra word koros b'yachoysoi? L'doinoi v'koros v'loi v'malkus. To teach us that it's koros and not malkus. Rashi says, there's a havamino, a woman yoma says, even though there's a chi of koros. But let's say they only give you a sroh for malkus. L'maisa, there's a lav involved also. Yechayev a koros, because there's a lav here. But the Torah says, this lav you get koros for. What's going to be if they warn you, let's say, not to live with your sister, and they tell you, if you live with your sister, you're going to get malkus? What's going to be the halacha? Maybe yechayev malkus. K'mashma on the pasuk, no. There's only a chi of koros and not a chi of malkus. Even if they give you a sroh for malkus, you do not get malkus for this lav. Because the klal is that this lav is coming for the purpose of koros and not for the purpose of malkus. So, Frati Gemara, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, lechalak minolan. How does Rabbi Yitzchok know the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan that if you live with two or three erevs, you chayiv a koros for each one separately? So, Gemara says, nafkalei from another pasuk. It says, mevel isha benidas tumasai. So, vidashin lechayiv a kol isha visha. It says an extra word, mevel isha. What does it say the word isha? The Rashi says, It could have just said ulanida le sikrav. What does it say? Mibael isha v'nidas tumasai. It's a teacher that called isha v'ishiyachayev. That's why it says the extra word koris. Yes, so it's called some yitzah. The extra word koris is a teacher that there's no malchus, only koris. How do you know the chalak from this pasuk of mibael isha v'nidas tumasai? Now the Gemara is another kasha. Doidosoi, because of bo rachmon aririm yiyu, lomali. How come by the issa not to live with the aunt, the Torah says aririm yiyu? So he's dashed and Rashi says aririm yiyu means, haino nami koros, shazaro nichros. It means you'll be killed out and your kids will be killed out. As Rashi learns that koros and aririm is the same thing. Aririm means that not only you'll be killed out early, but your kids will also die. So the question is, why is the pasuk have to say it for? Doidosi is one of the arois that we have Rabbi Yonis Hekish, that they're all hukish la'dodi, so we may know they all get chorus. Why does it have to say, especially aririm yiyu? So Mar says, look at the rabba. The rabba Rami, rabba Esther for stira. Siv, one pasuk says, aririm yiyu. They will be. So Rashi says, mashma l'shas misosin mashma. The time you die. But Kosav, another pasuk says, aririm yimaisu. Lashin yimaisu, they will die. So, chutz astira, one is mashma, they died already, one is mashma, they will die. Haketzad, how do you have the two psukim? Yesh laibonim kaivrin. If you have children right now, you should know they're going to die early also. That's called aririm yiyu. Ein laibonim herlach ariri. If you don't have any children, you should know you're going to go aririm. You'll go with, you won't have any children. Trash aririm yiyu means lishash misosan. Mashma seifan lovo de aririm. Dim yesh laibonim kaivrin. Aririm yiyu means you will be without children. It means, mashma, right now you have children, and they'll die. That's aririm yiyu. And aririm yamaisa means you'll die without children. Nemara says, v'yitzrach, I need both. V'yitzrach lemichtav aririm yiyu, that you will go without children, or even if you have, they'll die. V'yitzrach lemichtav aririm yamaisu, that you won't have any children. Because of rachman aririm yiyu, havamin, I would have thought, ad chotei. Only the children you had up until you had the chet, those children are going to die. They'll have a chi of koros upon them also. Avol michet of yelich. Let's say after you did the avera, you had new children. Maybe loy, maybe those new children don't have a chi of koros since they're first born after the chet that you did. Maybe they won't have to die. His kosher rachmon, the Torah says no. Aririm yimaisu. Mashma, not only we said before. Mashma aririm yimaisu means that the children you will have will die. See, even the children you have after the chet you do, they'll also die. V'kos rachmon, aririm yimaisu. If Ula just said aririm, your children will die, havamin, I would have thought, mechet v'yelach. Only the children you have after the aver you did. Like, then it's nigzer on you, achi of koros. Who are there any new children you have? Maybe it's nigzer achi of koros. Avo mikara. Maybe the children you had before you did the aver, since you had them before, maybe they don't go in the achi of koros. Is loy tzricha? The teachers know, yes. Even the children you had before you did the Aveira, lamaisa, now that you did a chi of koros, an Aveira of koros, the pasuk says, aririm yiyu, means not only you'll die early, but who then your children will also die. But, ho'ro dechayiv elavin minolin. So what's our chiddush in the whole Gemara here? That Yechayev bar Royis by Chiyev Korah is not only for a Gemara Bia, but what did for Ro? Just for Tchilas Bia, we'll soon see what that means. Yosef Chayev Korah. Now we ask the question, how do we know by Chayev Alavin? We only have a Hekish of all Chayev Krisis. How do you know an Aver of Sama Chayev Alavin? If to live with a Mamzer, or with a Nesina, only Chayev Alavin, how do we know also Yechayev with Haro alone? Tomorrow says, Midigola Rachmon, it's interesting to say, Shichva Zera Gabe Shivcha Charufa. A Shivcha Charufa is a special type of a Shivcha that means Rashi learns here that she's Mureses to an Eved Ivri. A Shivcha Kenanis, a regular Jew can't marry her. But let's say an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry her. So if an Eved Ivri marries a Shivcha Kenanis, the halacha is now she's called an Eshes Ish B'Miksas. She's called the Shivcha Charufa. And if somebody lives with her, he's chayiv a korban oshem. He's not chayiv a chayiv koris. She's not mamash an eshes ish, because she's still a shivcha kananis. But I call upon him, you have a new chayiv a chayiv oshem. Now here the Torah says, shichva zera, which is mashma yoni chayiv if you have a gemar bia. You go into it completely. So since it says, by shivcha harufa, shichva zera, mechlawa tadiyak, te chayiv elavim baro, that only shivcha harufa has to have a gemar bia, a complete bia. Mashenke for regular chai v'lavin, it's enough just a tchilas bia, just a raw. So versus other rabba, maybe just the opposite. Me the other rabba, the what me the goal, the rachamon haro, the chai v'krisos, since the Torah says we have a hekash to Rabbi Yonah, that all chai v'krisos, ye chai v'koros, just for having a tchilas bia with them, so michlal, from here will be a proof, that the chai v'lavin, the gemar bia. Like it's only a chai v'krisos, you have this chiddush ye chai for a tchilas bia. But maybe for Chayiv 11 you have to have a Gemar Biyah. Maybe you only Chayiv if you go into it completely. Well, this Amar Rav Asher, Rav Asher answers him, Kain, if so, Lishta Kroa Meshikha Charufa. If that would be the halacha by every Chayiv 11 you have to have a Gemar Biyah, then the Torah should have been quiet, should have stayed quiet for Shikha Charufa. So why did they have to say the word Shikha Zera? But since it says Shikha Zera by Shikha Charufa, Mashmon Meshikha Charufa has to have a Gemar Biyah. Ma'ashein kein chayiv ilavin, yechayiv just for a tchilas bia with a rolon. Now the Gemara says, "Ro the chayiv ilavin the kuna minolin." This is good a chayiv ilavin that applies to everybody, a mamzer, mamzeris, or a nesina. Everybody is also to a mamzeris. But what about chayiv ilavin of the kuna? That the kohen is not allowed to marry a gerusha. So if he lives with a gerusha, how do we know he's chayiv malkis just for a tchilas bia? Since it's a special type of a lav, it's not shava bakoil, maybe you only chayiv if you make a gemar bia, a complete bia. How do you know if you just go in a little bit? And the Gemara asks you, kicha kicha. You learn how kicha kicha. So Rashi says, ksiv gabi chayiv krisis isha sheyikach es achoysoy. Well, ksiv the chayiv lav in the kuna loyik lo yikhu. It says, lo shekicha kicha, you learn how one from the other. See, when the chayiv lav in the kuna also yichayiv, just with a raw, even without a gemar bia. For the Gemara, the Chayiv Yesim in Olam, Rashi says, "We're going Mitzri Vadoimi." You now live with a Mitzri. The first three generations that them as Gayer, you can't live with them as Mitzrasei. So how do we know if you live with a Mitzri, a Mitzris, you Chayiv for the Tchilas Bia? There's not Doimah to Chayiv Elavin. How do you know Chayiv Yesim? And the Gemara asks.